This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has proposed to Russia a five-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty that is otherwise set to expire in February. Biden proposed the extension even as he asked the intelligence community to look closely into Russia's cyber attacks, its alleged interference in the 2020 election, and other actions. Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Russia has said for some time that it would welcome an extension of the New START treaty, which limits the number of U.S. and Russian strategic nuclear weapons. The Trump administration made a late bid to extend that treaty, but its conditions were rejected by Russia. Public health experts are blaming a vaccine push by the Trump administration for the current shortage of doses that is leading to inoculation cancellations. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A Trump administration campaign this month to get states to expand their vaccination rates and reach millions of people ages 65 and over had a flaw. It didn't provide the doses needed to meet the demand, leading to frustration and confusion at the state and local level. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Obviously, in a contradiction where you want to open something, but there's no vaccine to go with it, it sends kind of a false hope to people.
The Association of State and Territorial Health Officials is blaming a lack of steady federal leadership, something the Biden administration vows to change.
We'll move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated for free.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden moved swiftly to coordinate a federal effort to fight the COVID-19 pandemic Thursday, his first full day in office, which with steps to expand testing and vaccinations and increase mask wearing. At a White House event, Biden said the rollout of the vaccines has been a dismal failure so far. He signed executive orders Thursday will establish a COVID-19 testing and more. This is VOA News.